A new analysis finds that the next U.S. census in 2020 could leave out millions of Californians. The Commerce Department announced in March that there will be a new question on the census about a person's citizenship status. A number of states and cities have sued, saying that non-citizens will avoid filling out the census. That would throw off the numbers and impact federal funding and state representation in Congress. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
So start by telling us about this analysis in California. What did we learn about how much the next census may undercount people living across the U.S.?
This was an analysis done by the Public Policy Institute of California, a nonprofit think tank. And it basically said that if you ask people their immigration status on the census, you could potentially undercount, as you said, millions of Californians who might be reluctant to share their immigration status. And why? Why wouldn't they want to share their immigration status? Well, maybe they are citizens who know undocumented workers. Maybe they're legal residents who aren't citizens, but they don't want to be bothered by ICE or caught up in the Department of Justice's dragnet. Or maybe they are, as you mentioned, people who immigrated into this country illegally. Now, in some of these tracks, the Public Policy Institute said you could have as much as 45% of residents not respond. That is an enormous number. And there are, according to the last census, about 15 million people of Hispanic background living in the state of California. 15 million. So the Hispanic population of California is larger than the total population of Illinois or Ohio. Hmm. So any change to the census that undercounts this population is a really, really big deal.
And what are the implications of it? The census has been taken every 10 years since 1790. If you have so many that are undercounted, what does that do?
So the census determines state and local populations, and that has implications for, one, representation in Congress, two, votes in the Electoral College, and then three, the share of federal funding programs. So the census isn't, technically speaking, a political survey, a partisan survey. At least this is something that people like to say, something they often say in maybe a high-minded way. But as you can tell, it is very political ends. It determines who has the votes in Congress, who right. has the votes to elect the next president, and who gets money under some of the biggest federal programs in the country. So it's a very, very important survey, and the sort of survey that has historically been sort of on the razor's edge of not particularly partisan, but then every once in a while, partisanship sort of infuses itself into the survey.
Well, we're talking about it now because of this citizenship question. The Justice Department submitted a request in March to the Commerce Department to add that question to the census. And in April, Attorney General Jeff Sessions had this to say to the Senate.
The census, I believe it's common sense and it would be appropriate to ask whether or not an individual being surveyed is a citizen of the United States or not. It had previously been in the census and remains a part of the annual survey that's done.
So, Derek, tell us about the history here. Has this issue come up in the past?
It has, but not in my lifetime, Jeremy, and not in yours either. The last time the census asked about immigration status in its general questionnaire was back in 1950. So this will be the first time that the question will be asked of all U.S. households in 70 years. Now, that said, you heard Sessions say something about an annual survey, and a reasonable question here would be, okay, well, if the government doesn't measure citizenship and non-citizenship population in its decennial survey, then how does it know how many citizens and non-citizens we have? And the answer to that is there is an annual survey called the American Community Survey, conducted every year, sampled from about 3 million households, that asks a lot more granular questions. The decennial census has historically been pretty broad for the purpose of making sure that everybody feels like they can be honest, because it's so important to know how many people live in each state and how and where should the money go to from these federal programs.
So as we said, more than two dozen states and cities have sued to stop this question from being on the census, including California. Its Attorney General Javier Becerra addressed the issue in March.
By including a citizenship question, which will diminish response rates, the census will not be able to fulfill its constitutional duty to count everyone.
So, Derek, where do we go from here with this?
It's really, really hard to know. I mean, you have two really, really clear arguments here. You have the Commerce Department, the Department of Justice, essentially saying, look, we need this data. It's important to know where citizens are, where non-citizens are, and this will help us enforce Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. But then you have a lot of mayors and a lot of left-of-center organizations, a lot of moderate organizations as well, essentially saying, look, we know what this is. This is a way to scare Hispanic populations into not filling out the annual survey, and that will have a number of results. First, it will apparently or seem to diminish the population of large American cities, which tend to be left-of-center, and it will diminish the population of more Democratic areas. And so even if you have the Department of Justice and the DOJ saying this is all about the Voting Rights Act, the fear is that this will have the effect of depriving Democratic areas, blue states, right, of not only representation, but also federal funds.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, thanks as always.
Thank you.